The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Leo Varadkar was the man who originally introduced the Public Health Alcohol Bill. It has been sort of in a hiatus for a while, but the Senate is debating it today, and there are many people who want the changes brought in as suggested. Patricia Callanos, Director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland, quickly give me the three main reasons why you think it shouldn't be brought in.
Well, there are four sections to the bill, and the ones that we have particular problems with are around advertising and labelling. So advertising means that there will be restrictions around content, so you can't show people, animals, have a storyline, have a location other than the production process. So it really reduces anyone's ability to be creative. And in placement terms, it means there's going to be a watershed ban of 9 p.m. on TV. The radius in terms of billboards from creches is 200 metres, which means Dublin and Cork will be dark markets. On labelling, we have specific concerns because of the vagueness in the legislation. So it's very much up to the minister of the day to decide what sort of warnings to put on bottles. And we live in a global market and our companies are doing phenomenal in terms of exports. We're now up to 1.25 billion. And yet no other country in the world will have the types of warnings that the department are proposing. And also you'd argue, in real terms, I think in terms of the nutritional information, calories, pregnancy, all of that type of thing, the companies are all okay with that. But we can't live with a situation where an Irish bottle of whiskey says cancer or alcohol causes cancer and the Scotch one does not.
Okay. Fergus Finlay from Barnardo's. What are your three main reasons for wanting this bill to go through?
First of all, every public health expert I know is in favour of the bill. Secondly, we need legislation to change culture. And actually, they're my only two reasons. I don't know if you were out and about the day before Hurricane Ophelia. People all over Dublin were concerned about only one thing when Hurricane Ophelia came along, stocking up a drink in case the off-licence was shut or the pub was shut the following day. I've been at funerals, I've been at christenings, I've been at weddings where drink was the centre of all the activity. We have a major cultural problem, which I passionately believe and strongly believe is unique to us.
Okay, but how
and we need to get that kick, that
how
shot.
How will this bill actually deal with that? You take advertising, for example. Yes, you can take the drink ads off the radio, off the television, out of newspapers, 200 metres away from crashes and billboards, but the drinks companies will simply put them on YouTube and they'll send them in through Facebook and various other things that this bill doesn't regulate.
Sure. We made people think twice about plastic bags through legislation. We made people think twice about smoking at work through legislation. We need to make people think twice.
That's not answering my question about the advertising. No. And I'd say the special pleading here from the media sector in Ireland, which is going to have up to 20 million a year taken away from it, and the money will be diverted to the likes of Facebook and Twitter and very YouTube.
And some of that stuff you just can't control for the reasons that Patricia talked about, the globalisation of all that. Some of it you can't control. But the rest of us need to know that if we walk into a shop, it's not going to be as easy to go anywhere you like and get whiskey, gin, wine, beer. It has to be something that people are forced to think
okay.
about.
Patricia Collin, what is the problem with having these special cabinets for the drink in shops? There's a lot of people who say that they shouldn't be sold in shops anyway or in petrol stations, that off licences are more than enough on top of the pubs themselves. So what's wrong with the idea of forcing shops to reconfigure, to actually hide away the drink, just since what happens with cigarettes? And people still go into those shops to buy cigarettes.
Well, I think it's really important that we think about what are the objectives of the bill and then analyse it section by section. It's 70 pages long and determine, are any of these things actually going to work? And if they're not going to work, then why impose undue cost on business? And certainly, I think the Department of Health haven't engaged at all with either the retail sector or with industry in terms of working through those practicalities. So in terms of the retail specific piece, even with the amendment that the minister introduced yesterday, the retail sector will say that only 130 out of 2,000 shops will actually be able to avail of that. And the cost will be between 20,000 and 50,000 euros to do that. But more importantly, this is about consumer choice and it's all about responsible adults and it's about education. So if you have, for example, the latest craft brewery or distillery, how are you going to know their product exists if it's hidden behind a booze burqa, behind a curtain in a shop? How are you going to know it exists if you can't advertise it? And how is any company going to grow a business from Ireland and export globally if they cannot grow a home market to begin with?
And Fergus Finlay.
There are streets not too far from here, Matt. If you walk down them in the early morning and watch the vomit being hosed off the street, it really would make you wonder about how many responsible adults we have. Where drink is concerned, we can't treat ourselves as responsible because we're not bloody responsible.
But some people are, and some people aren't. Of course, some people are. So why punish the people who are responsible for those who are not?
Who's being punished? Who's being punished by, raising the price of cheap beer? The only people who are being punished are people who want to drink enormous quantities of cheap beer. What's the big deal about that? I mean, I'm old enough to remember exactly this kind of special pleading about smoky coal, the jobs that would be lost, to the damage that would be done, etc., etc. We get it all the time. Industry adapts to these kind of situations.
Okay, Fergus, a listener wants to know, can anyone explain why alcohol adverts are going to have to be kept 200 metres away from a crash? Surely a child at that age has no idea what they're looking at.
This is where the industry has a ball, nitpicking little bits and pieces.
But this is called the legislative process. This is going into a piece of law. It's very serious.
There's never been a piece of legislation that was perfect in every respect.
Well, this one's very flawed.
My view would be, do it all. Do it all. And then review it if it doesn't work in 5 years' time. If we don't change the culture around alcohol, young people will die, older people will die, hospitals will be full. Our health service is bankrupted by alcohol.
But isn't our health service funded by the taxes on the sale of alcohol all the PAYE and PRSI and VAT and everything like that that comes from the employment? How many people employed in the alcohol industry?
210,000.
You're making it sound a bit as if alcohol abuse is a patriotic duty, Matt.
No,
and
I'm
it's not.
Not.
It's not. Alcohol abuse is alcohol abuse. And we have a particular problem in Ireland with alcohol abuse.
And I agree,
we all agree with that. I agree with that. But the issue is, you need a piece of legislation that speaks to the majority, not the minority. The majority of Irish people view alcohol as a sensible part of enjoyable and healthy life. There's medical evidence from the Harvard University Nurses' Health Study that shows over 40 years, 200,000 people live longer and have better health outcomes
myself as a moderate drinker, Patricia. And I have no problem with not seeing it advertised. I have no problem with not seeing it being used for sponsorship.
But how will a new brand ever get onto the market if you can't advertise?
I have no problem with paying a little more for it. I have no problem with any of that. I do have a problem with watching kids die. And that's what this bill is designed to prevent.
But do you think it's going to work? Have you read it?
I was involved in, at one point, not so much in the drafting of it, but in a very detailed analysis of it. So yes, I am familiar with it. I don't regard it as a perfect piece of legislation. There are areas in which perhaps it doesn't even go far enough. But we've got to try. We've got to try, as we have tried in the past with other things.
And I've used this example before previously, but I'll put it to you now as well. I remember a number of years back being at a confirmation party the same day that Leinster were playing in the final of the Heineken Cup. And at 5 o'clock, everybody was gathered around the television, all the adults, all with drinks in hand, and all the kids with them. I remember thinking to myself, what's more impactful on the attitude of the children? The fact that this match is called the Heineken Cup final, or the fact that all the adults around them have drinks in their hands?
I think they probably both have an impact in a certain sort of way. But, like, if I'm being honest, what really has the impact is the example that adults are showing kids. We've got to change that. And if this measure can result in one adult thinking twice about exposing their kids to drink, that's a good thing. I believe it will do a lot more than that.
So why are there no education measures in the bill? There's nothing about the responsible serving of alcohol, which is an industry-sponsored program. That's not in. Why don't you have compulsory training? Why don't you have initiatives such as Drink Aware, where you're actually trying to educate people in schools about what measures are? We have a binge drinking culture because nobody realises that 3 pints of beer is a binge.
Why doesn't the industry subsidise, more cafe-style operations rather than pubs? Why doesn't the industry make it possible for pubs to serve a much wider variety of stuff? Why is it not possible to go into a pub?
But sorry, Fergus, I think actually this is one of the problems. The problem is, I would actually encourage more people to go to the pubs instead of all this drinking at home.
Sure.
Or the prinking or pre-drinking or whatever they want to. Yeah. That's the cultural shift. I mean, pubs were initially brought in as a public health measure, ironically, to stop people drinking at home.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to encourage.
So there's a bit of a problem maybe about marketing to young people, is there?
I think there's a cultural problem in young people drinking, but it isn't necessarily the marketing of particular drinks. It's the fact that they all have got this whole thing together. They go prinking. That this whole thing about Irish young teenagers and young adults is they're drinking in the house before they go out. And from what I can see, the brand of alcohol is pretty irrelevant.
And I think the important thing is that this is not an Irish problem, an Irish exclusive problem. We, in terms of EU rankings and OECD rankings, actually the World Health Organization has shown that alcohol consumption here in Ireland has declined by a quarter, by 25% since 2005. We have binge drinking. But in terms of underage drinking, the NUIG published a study back in May which shows that we have experienced significant improvements, and we've gone from 8 to 28 out of 33 countries in the EU ESPAD study.
But
so this concept that Ireland has a particular problem is not the case.
It's quite clear that there is a problem. There's an enormous problem with the amount of people who end up suicide, people who die because of illnesses that are caused by alcohol consumption. You have all sorts of physical abuse attacks in the home, on the street, caused by alcohol as well. So shouldn't any responsible government introduce measures which it thinks will help improve that situation?
But it should be evidence-based. So certainly, obviously, everybody in the industry, we're also people who live in society and we're have families and have children, and we're concerned and we worry about these things, and we've done our part in terms of funding initiatives like Drink Aware and RSA. But I think the critical thing in this piece of legislation is that there's no tangential link with these measures and what they're trying to achieve. So, for example, in advertising, the Jim Power report shows that barriers to advertising have not had any impact on consumption at all, but they'll really kill our industry.
Last word to you, Fergus Finlay from Bernardo's.
Well, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
In terms of our exports.
I don't mean to be disrespectful to Patricia, but the devil can quote scripture for any purpose they want to. I have never known a moment when society was trying to change something that you didn't have special interest groups saying the world.
But we live in a democracy.
Sorry,
we're
Patricia,
all entitled
Fergus
to voice our opinion.
Yeah, but let Fergus finish.
Of course you are. Even when other people are speaking, Patricia, you're entitled to voice your opinion. We've got to make change. We've got to face up to the fact that we have an unhealthy, romantic culture that's centred on alcohol. I remember writing somewhere one time that, you know, Eskimos are said to have 75 different words for snow. We have 75 different words for being drunk, and they're all euphemistic. They all, and you know them, you know an awful lot, and we've all used them. We minimise it, we romanticise it. We're the only people that I know of in the world that will describe a man who abuses his wife as a martyr to the drink. A martyr to the drink. We've got to face up to that.
Does anyone say that anymore?
No.
Has that not gone out of fashion, that?
Maybe it has gone a bit out of fashion. But I work day in and day out, Matt, with
the
children who are very, very seriously damaged by the effects of alcohol abuse. I perhaps the only area in which I might agree with Patricia around this is I'm not worried about alcohol. I am really worried about alcohol abuse. And we've got to stop it. We've got to do whatever it takes
and
to stop it.
And I have to say, Patricia is nodding in agreement as well. Patricia Callan from the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland, Fergus Finlay of Bernardo's, thank you both very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.